Can't make this up. All right, let's go. And we're back. So we're on Kuf Nun Tet. Again, the idea we discussed is we need to prepare in advance. We need to be properly prepared. We can't just say, oh, it's so tough, it's so challenging. You have to think about it. Just like in a war, you prepare in advance, you're calculated, you're deliberate. So too, and everywhere we go, we have to think, who's going to be there? What's going to happen? We're going down the street. Think about things so we're not blindsided when the moment comes. And he gives an example. The mashal. Nobody in this chabur, of course, because it's a holy, holy chevra. Misha wrote, "Say lashkin baboiker l'mol Torah." Somebody wants to get up early. Somebody wants to get up early to learn Torah, like Philly. Wants to get up early to shtayk. In belayla shulafan of choshev la'atzmo. If he thinks himself the night before, akum kasher in yayev kokach. You know what? I'll get up when I'm not so tired. That's when I'll get up. Kimat batuach shelo yakum. It's almost certain he ain't getting up. I'll get up. When I'm ready, when I'm not so tired, I'll get up. He ain't getting up the next day. Because during the time of the test, the laziness will certainly prevail. And I'll keep pressing snooze and snooze. But if the night before he tells himself, I'm getting up no matter what, 7 a.m., 17 a.m., I'm getting up. He thinks about it. He dreams about it. He works on it. He demands it of himself. He tells his roommates. As ma'odi tachin sheyakum, it's much more like he'll get up. Sha'af shemidas ha'atzlus shelo yishtadel liftoso shelo yakum. Even though true, the mid of laziness is going to try to seduce him not to get up. Mikol makom yizkor hachlatato hakodemes shelo haitam mushpas mechamas ha'atzlus shelo. He's going to remember his prior decision that he wouldn't be influenced because of his laziness. So he thought about it in advance. We have to be calculated. We can't fall asleep 2 in the morning and be like, I'll get up tomorrow. We won't get up. We have to think about it. Our alarm clock. Be scheduled. Be calculated and deliberate. And that's how you beat laziness. By setting schedule. By making decisions beforehand. V'yisod gadol. Shachlata kodemesi ha-miftach latzlacha. There's a big foundation. That the decisions we make beforehand, this is the key to success. And according to the strength of the decision, that's going to determine the outcome, the success. And now they tell a very, very interesting, funny story. They tell the story, every single morning this bacher, his milk was stolen from him. He couldn't find his milk. He went to get it, it was gone. He says, I got an idea. I'm going to put on the cart that it's not Chol of Yisrael, the milk. El Chol of Stam. Oh, you dude! It's Chol of Stam. It's going to write, it's not Chol of Yisrael anymore. V'hine nifsegu haganivus. And what happened? The thief magically disappeared. He wrote on his milk cart, not Chol of Yisrael, and nobody took it anymore. That's the story. V'rotzim la'arot me'maisezeh kama tipshus yeis be'elu she'no'agim chumrus ve'enem makbidim al iser geneva. And they try to tell this story to show the great foolishness, the silliness of those that try to take on chumras, but they're not makbid on the Isser Geneva. They're not going to have Chol V'Yisrael, they're only going to have Chol V'Yisrael, but they're not concerned about Isser Geneva. So that's one approach to this story. Amam Yesh Vazeh Limud Gadol, but there's another limud we can learn from this story. Lama Emes Ganav Zeh Avar Al Isser Geneva Ach Nishmer Chol V'Stam. Why did this thief, why was he able to transgress the violation of stealing, but he was very careful about Chol of Stam. He wouldn't have anything if it's not Chol of Yisrael. But when it comes to stealing somebody's milk, he didn't care. Kihu adavar asher dibarnu, because this is the matter which we have spoken. Shekvar yichlit badaito shedavar zeh iser lo kmo chazir. Because he decided in his mind, if you don't have Chol of Yisrael, it's like having treif. It's like having pig. Lachin ein zeh nisayon b'shvilo klal. So it's not a challenge for him. He decided in his mind, he made up in his mind, he wrapped it in his mind, Chol V'Yisrael, Chol V'Yisrael, Chol V'Yisrael. So therefore, if it's not Chol V'Yisrael, he's not going to take it. He made up the decision beforehand. It was ingrained in him. Aval gabe iser geneva, lo echli badaito she'asur l'gnov. But when it came to stealing, he didn't decide in his mind that it's forbidden to steal. That he took loopholes, leniencies, worked around it. That didn't bother him too much. So the point is again, and we'll just finish with this. V'chein, anu, so to us. Im nachlit badatenu shaveru zo shal listaklus b'dvar masurim. if we decide in our minds that the Avera of looking at things that are Usr, V'chadoma, Maviru, Mazika, Ke'esh, we decide beforehand, it's damaging, it's like fire, it's lethal, it's fatal. We decide, we learn the Musar Svarim, we learn the Halachas, we think about it beforehand. U'mesukam b'shvilenu k'mo sam ha'mavis, it's dangerous to us, like a poison, like a dangerous potion. Raka shaykh lamo b'nisayon b'shas ha'mechama. Then we have a chance during the time of a nisayon, when something pops up, when something passes by our way. Only if we made these decisions beforehand, if we learned about it beforehand, gives us the ability to pass the test. B'shas ma'aseh.